Telc English B1 Hotel and Restaurant Listening Comprehension Part 1 You are going to hear 5 dialogues. You will hear each dialogue only once. First, read items 41 to 45. After you have listened to each dialogue, decide if the statement for each of the items 41 to 45 is true, plus, or not true, minus. Mark your answer on the answer sheet. Now you will have half a minute to read the 5 statements. Number 41.
When will you be checking out, sir?
9:30 in the morning, on the 19th. And could you please send my bill to the company?
Number 42.
What time will you be arriving, sir?
I'm not sure. I'm coming on flight JAL 276.
Number 43.
I'm afraid Mr. Schneider isn't in the hotel. Can I take a message?
Yes. My name's Grodziski.
Could you spell that, please?
GRODZYSKI.
Number 44.
Would you like an aperitif before dinner, sir?
Yes, I'll have a whiskey, and my wife would like a tomato juice.
Number 45.
The tap in my room is dripping. Can someone fix it, please?
Yes, of course, sir.
End of part one. Listening comprehension part two. You are going to hear a radio program. You will hear the program twice. First, read items 46 to 55. After you have listened to the program, decide if the statement for each of the items 46 to 55 is true, plus, or not true, minus. Mark your answer on the answer sheet. Now you will have 1 minute to read the statements.
Good evening and welcome to this evening's edition of The Hotelier. I'm Dave Barker, and in this programme we talk to successful hotel owners and managers and try to find out what makes their hotels so successful. Here with us this evening, we have Caroline Fowler, the brains behind the highly successful Orchard Croft Hotels. Or should I say, half the brains, as Caroline is only one half of the management team. The other half is her husband, Paul, who can't be with us this evening for perhaps obvious reasons. Hello, Caroline.
Hello, Dave.
Now, first of all, why can't Paul be with us this evening?
Well, Dave, somebody has to make sure that the business keeps going. Actually, this evening we have a very important event in our main hotel in Kensington, and we felt that one of us should be there to welcome the guests. Otherwise, of course, we can't be in every hotel all the time, and our staff manage very well on their own.
No, with the chain growing as it is, it would be impossible for one of you to be in one of the hotels all the time. How many hotels do you actually have at the moment?
At present, there are 3 up and running, with 2 more almost completed and 2 in the planning stage. The whole process takes a long time, but we are hoping to have all 7 fully functioning fairly soon. We're becoming better known all the time and are not quite sure if we like being so famous.
That's hard to imagine. Most people would really go for the idea, and it means good business too. What was your intention when you started out with the Orchard Croft Hotels?
Well, we never planned to have a chain of hotels. Our first plan was to have one exclusive, what we call boutique hotel, with rooms designed individually. It's something we first saw in Germany. No 2 rooms are the same.
No 2 rooms in any hotel?
That's right, Dave. Each room is different from each other room, and with a total of now over 200 rooms in all the hotels I mentioned earlier, that's not easy.
So does that mean you plan and design each room yourself?
Yes, that's how we've worked up to now. I'm responsible for the design of the hotels and the rooms, and Paul is responsible for marketing and finance and such things. We're a good team.
Are you still just a 2-person team?
Well, yes and no. We own the business, but the running is shared between us and 2 other directors. But the 4 of us have made all the decisions up to now. In fact, all the design decisions are made by me. But we will have to get more designers in soon. I'm really beginning to run out of ideas.
It must be expensive making each room different. How do you manage?
Yes, it is expensive, but then we're not a cheap chain. Our rooms have to look as though they belong to each other, even though they are different. Our guests are prepared to pay a high price for the enjoyment of staying in a good room in a good location.
Yes, that's my next question. Location is very important, isn't it?
Yes, indeed it is, Dave. We started off with a central location in London. People passing by noticed us and came in to inquire. But then we found that not everyone wanted to be in the centre of a city. People were asking us where our other hotels were. We only had one then. So we now have hotels in the country as well.
What do guests pay for a room?
Well, it varies, of course, depending on hotel, size of room and location. But the average price is around £230.
And what does that include?
Well, all the hotels also have a cafe where we also serve breakfast, which is included in the price of the room. The cafe is open during the day to non-guests and attracts quite a lot of custom, which often means more guests in the long run.
Any plans to open up in Europe or America?
Well, it's certainly appealing, and I would quite like the idea, but I don't think we could manage at the moment. Also, Paul isn't very keen on it. We don't want to become too big and want to remain personal.
One final question, Caroline. The name of your chain. It doesn't sound very artistic, more country-like, really.
Yes, actually, it's the name of the house I grew up in. I thought of it, but of course Paul agreed. A guest should feel at home in a good hotel straight away. My parents were very artistic, and our home was beautiful.
Well, Caroline, thank you very much for being with us, and I hope you continue to be as successful as you have been up to now.
Thank you, Dave.
Now listen to the radio program again.
Good evening and welcome to this evening's edition of The Hotelier. I'm Dave Barker, and in this program we talk to successful hotel owners and managers and try to find out what makes their hotels so successful. Here with us this evening, we have Caroline Fowler, the brains behind the highly successful Orchard Croft Hotels. Or should I say, half the brains, as Caroline is only one half of the management team. The other half is her husband Paul, who can't be with us this evening for perhaps obvious reasons. Hello, Caroline.
Hello, Dave.
Now, first of all, why can't Paul be with us this evening?
Well, Dave, somebody has to make sure that the business keeps going. Actually, this evening we have a very important event in our main hotel in Kensington, and we felt that one of us should be there to welcome the guests. Otherwise, of course, we can't be in every hotel all the time, and our staff manage very well on their own.
No, with the chain growing as it is, it would be impossible for one of you to be in one of the hotels all the time. How many hotels do you actually have at the moment?
At present, there are 3 up and running, with 2 more almost completed and 2 in the planning stage. The whole process takes a long time, but we are hoping to have all 7 fully functioning fairly soon. We're becoming better known all the time and are not quite sure if we like being so famous.
That's hard to imagine. Most people would really go for the idea, and it means good business too. What was your intention when you started out with the Orchard Croft Hotels?
Well, we never planned to have a chain of hotels. Our first plan was to have one exclusive, what we call boutique hotel, with rooms designed individually. It's something we first saw in Germany. No 2 rooms are the same.
No 2 rooms in any hotel?
That's right, Dave. Each room is different from each other room, and with a total of now over 200 rooms in all the hotels I mentioned earlier, that's not easy.
So does that mean you plan and design each room yourself?
Yes, that's how we've worked up to now. I'm responsible for the design of the hotels and the rooms, and Paul is responsible for marketing and finance and such things. We're a good team.
Are you still just a 2-person team?
Well, yes and no. We own the business, but the running is shared between us and 2 other directors. But the 4 of us have made all the decisions up to now. In fact, all the design decisions are made by me. But we will have to get more designers in soon. I'm really beginning to run out of ideas.
It must be expensive making each room different. How do you manage?
Yes, it is expensive, but then we're not a cheap chain. Our rooms have to look as though they belong to each other, even though they are different. Our guests are prepared to pay a high price for the enjoyment of staying in a good room in a good location.
Yes, that's my next question. Location is very important, isn't it?
Yes, indeed it is, Dave. We started off with a central location in London. People passing by noticed us and came in to inquire. But then we found that not everyone wanted to be in the centre of a city. People were asking us where our other hotels were. We only had one then. So we now have hotels in the country as well.
What do guests pay for a room?
Well, it varies, of course, depending on hotel, size of room and location, but the average price is around £230.
And what does that include?
Well, all the hotels also have a cafe where we also serve breakfast, which is included in the price of the room. The cafe is open during the day to non-guests and attracts quite a lot of custom, which often means more guests in the long run.
Any plans to open up in Europe or America?
Well, it's certainly appealing, and I would quite like the idea, but I don't think we could manage at the moment. Also, Paul isn't very keen on it. We don't want to become too big and want to remain personal.
One final question, Caroline. The name of your chain. It doesn't sound very artistic, more country-like, really.
Yes, actually, it's the name of the house I grew up in. I thought of it, but of course Paul agreed. A guest should feel at home in a good hotel straight away. My parents were very artistic, and our home was beautiful.
Well, Caroline, thank you very much for being with us, and I hope you continue to be as successful as you have been up to now.
Thank you, Dave.
Now you have 1 minute to check your answers again. End of part two. Listening comprehension, part three. You are going to hear five short texts. You will hear each text twice. After you have listened to each text, decide if the statement for each of the items, 56 to 60, is true, plus, or not true, minus. Mark your answer on the answer sheet. Now read number 56. You are on duty at reception when a visitor comes up to you.
Could you check if Mr. Brown's key is there? Room 516. I'm due to see him at 3.
Listen to the text a second time. You are on duty at reception when a visitor comes up to you.
Could you check if Mr. Brown's key is there? Room 516. I'm due to see him at 3.
Now read number 57. You belong to the events management team for your hotel.
Look, we've got a conference for 30 people booked with you for next month, but the room you're giving us seems a bit small. Haven't you got something better?
Listen to the text a second time. You belong to the events management team for your hotel.
Look, we've got a conference for 30 people booked with you for next month, but the room you're giving us seems a bit small. Haven't you got something better?
Now read number 58. A guest approaches you at reception.
I wonder if you could find out if anyone rang up asking for me. The name's Williams.
Listen to the text a second time. A guest approaches you at reception.
I wonder if you could find out if anyone rang up asking for me. The name's Williams.
Now read number 59. You work at a cafe. A guest has a question before ordering.
Look, I've only got pounds and dollars on me. I didn't have time to change them at the airport. Can I pay with one or the other, or must I change them first?
Listen to the text a second time. You work at a cafe. A guest has a question before ordering.
Look, I've only got pounds and dollars on me. I didn't have time to change them at the airport. Can I pay with one or the other, or must I change them first?
Now read number 60. Someone calls the restaurant you work at.
I see that there's a show on at your place during dinner on Saturday. Is it all right to bring children along? I mean, can they come?
Listen to the text a second time. Someone calls the restaurant you work at.
I see that there's a show on at your place during dinner on Saturday. Is it all right to bring children along? I mean, can they come?
End of part three. This is the end of listening comprehension.